Will he tip the card?
I know I've said it before, but given the series of events that leads me into your studio today, Michael, I think there is something happening. There's something in the air.
We'll tip the card in.
I'll tip the card this weekend.
Mick Sharkey joins Racing Pulse to preview the big races in Friday Form Focus.
Oh, what a jam-packed Friday Form Focus it is. Bookmakers will say we'll never get through two meetings over the Cox Plate weekend with Mick Sharkey, but we're going to do our best. And Sharkey, we're out of lockdown. We can go to the pub
and go anywhere,
have a drink.
Well, except regional Victoria.
We can punt until our hearts are filled over the next 24 hours. And I must also say it's my mum's birthday today. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Marjorie.
What's your
today?
Marjorie. Happy birthday, Marjorie.
So let's find Marjorie.
She's a fan of mine.
Everyone's a fan of yours, Sharky.
Oh,
they think you're quirky and unpredictable, but that's all right. Cox Plate, we're going to have a chat to Annabelle Neesham in a moment, but, the drama's unfolding. Just quickly before we get to Annabelle, do you think Gold Trip, from what we heard there, is likely to be passed today?
Oh, they come from the other side of the world buying these horses, spending lots of money. You hope for the owners that it gets a run, but it doesn't sound like it. When Dave Eustace said he's lame to his eye, don't know if that's the right recommendation that you need 24 hours out.
They're going to err on the side of caution. There is no doubt about that from a veterinary perspective. So, look, for all the connections and everyone involved, fingers crossed that he has had a clear sign of improvement and is past fit to run, but we'll wait to see what occurs. So, no such issues for Annabelle Neesham's too. How about getting two runners, including
what's
the favourite, in a Cox Plate when you've been training for just over 12 months?
The niche. She's on fire.
Oh, the niche, as Maddie Stewart has nicknamed her, joins us now. There'd be a fair bit of envy in the training ranks going on right now. How are you, Annabelle?
I'm good. How are you?
Has the niche really taken off since
Surely
Maddie Stewart
not.
Anointed you on Tuesday morning?
No, I thought it myself, but they're not listening to you, Maddie.
Oh, well, that's something that we hear quite often.
If he's listening, he'll be absolutely devastated because he was so confident leading into that, Annabelle. He was absolutely shattered that it hadn't taken off.
He was very proud about that. Tell me, how is the big boy and how is Mwunga, who there's a bit of a groundswell of support for the stablemate in the last 24 hours?
Yeah, so there should be. I haven't sort of looked at what price he is now, but I think he's probably slipped under the radar a bit. He's such a well-credentialed horse. He finished a neck behind incentivised two starts ago, which is probably looking the best form in the race at the moment. And he's coming off the back of a really brave effort in the Epsom. So, look, he's in great order. And so is the other big fella.
Mwunga has won on heavy ground, but is he at his best on top of the ground?
Yeah, I think he is. The beauty with him is I won't really have any concerns with the ground because he's fine on either. But I think he shows a better turn of foot. I suppose most horses do, don't they, on a dry track. But he's quite a lazy. You know, he can look a bit laboured, and I think he's probably better on it just because it's easier for him. I don't have too many concerns with the ground, and I don't think it's going to be an extreme of either looking at the forecast. So, I think a drier deck will probably help him.
James McDonald's come out and said, I've got the key to Zaki. I know what he likes, and he knows what I like. I know how to ride him, and I'll be doing that tomorrow. So can we let everyone know what's the plan? What's the tactics in the Cox Plate?
No, we're not giving you those away.
No one else is listening, don't worry.
But it looks a race where he can be dominant in the run. Is that what you'd like to see?
I think so. Have we heard if the Kiwi horse has got in?
Not sure. We're waiting on the next round of vet inspections.
Mid-morning is when he gets vet tested.
But he's the other obvious pace in the race, as you allude to.
As to whether he gets in, and I hope they both do, because it'd be a shame if it's only a field of eight. And James said the same to me. He said, the more runners, the better, the more pressure, the better. But look, in terms of tactics and the plan, I'll just leave it. I'm leaving it to James. He knows the horse. He knows how to ride it. if I tell him to do something, he's not going to do. He'll just do what he wants to do anyway, which is fair enough because he knows the horse. So I'll leave that to him, and he'll just ride him on instinct. So I don't think he'll know whether he's going to lead or be outside. I don't think he knows. I think he'll just ride him on instinct. And yeah, the one thing you know we do want is a good tempo and a high pressure race. And but you know most cocks plates are, aren't they? And yeah, hopefully those other two get in the field, and it's a field of 10 rather than 8.
Who's the hardest to beat in your eyes?
I think it's ground dependent. I think Very Elegant. She's the best credentialed horse in the race. You know, I think she. I personally think she deserves to be joint favourite with Zaki. They've both come off. They're both coming off the back of below par runs, but she's done nothing wrong other than that. I think she's the real danger. And of course, the 2-year-old. 10 kilos off Zaki. They're going to be a danger as well, I suppose. So it's a really exciting race. I think it's a pretty open race as well. So whilst I'm nervous, but I'm excited as well.
Now, Annabelle, it's a Friday, and we like to give our listeners something out wide. You've got a couple of runners at Scone today, and you've got one at Kembla on Saturday. Can you give us a push for Irresistible Miss, African Daisy, or Spout It?
I'll give a little push for Spout It tomorrow.
All right, nice.
He's a really nice horse. He won his maiden about 12 months ago. The only start he's
had. Gallibor.
The horse that ran second, yeah, went on to win the Sandown Guineas. So he's got a bit of weight and a bit of a wide gait, but he's going to be a nice horse, I think, going forward.
All right, the last at Kembla. We may be needing that tomorrow, Annabelle. So, race 8 number 2. Are you in town?
I'm not going to be with her tomorrow.
No, that's exactly right. It's so good you're going to be at the Valley tomorrow. Are you in town as yet?
No, I'm not. I'm actually just at Canterbury in quarantine with the imports that we've got. So, I'll be going straight from here and heading down.
Well, we look forward to seeing you on trackside tomorrow, Annabelle. Get some good rest tonight. Dream of that Cox plate and best of luck tomorrow.
Thanks very much, guys.
See, it's lucky I'm on the ball. You're very lucky I'm on the ball. Well, you were just going to... You were giving me the, you know, we'll wind her up, we'll move on to the races sort of signal. And I just was I was onto it.
I like that little
out-wide. Because she's got runners everywhere.
We don't have a market up at the moment.
The niche.
So we need to keep an eye on that.
The niche delivers.
Race 8 number 2.
Mm.
All right, let's get stuck into the Cox plate. We'll through the plate and then we'll do the rest of the meeting, and we still need to have time to look at the Manikado best bets and maybe a quaddy tonight as well. So Cox plate tomorrow, it's been talked about all week. Now we get to just 24 hours beforehand, and Zaki's now, he's easing out to $3.
Oh.
There's a chance that he may not start favourite tomorrow. If the rain comes, there'll be a big wave of support, I think, for Very Elegant and also Animo. I haven't spoken to you since the barrier draw came out. What's your reaction to gate 10 for Animo?
Well, he has to go back. I know we'll talk about Animo in a moment. Are we convinced that he's going to run a Group 1 Cox plate worthy 20-40 metres?
He's bred to, isn't he?
Is he?
On the dam side?
Yeah.
Well, I asked James that question on the other day, and he seems to be quite confident about that.
I know that every appearance the horse gives outward gives you the indication or the hope that he would run 20-40. I had a look at Street Boss. So Street Boss's progeny have won around about 1,200 races, and only 30 of those have been 1,800 metres or beyond. So 2.6% of his winners have been able to win beyond 1,800 metres. It's a very, very narrow bandwidth that we're hoping Animo to be able to play in. He may well be able to do it. He's had some Kentucky Oaks winning thing in America and something else that's run a trip in America, but in Australia, have we seen it?
All right. So
I'm just saying.
I
know everyone's getting excited about a 3-year-old.
G1 Goldmine form analysis coming through there. That
he goes in the quaddy.
You're putting a little X against the Animo.
Goes in the quaddy. because he's the best three-year-old in the race, and you always include the best three-year-old, but I'm not as bullish as some.
Okay.
Oh, what? Bullish. I've got a shiver. I hate that term.
Well, are you bullish about the favourite, Zaki, $3?
Not exactly.
Really?
He'll go in the quaddie as well. Am I charging in to back Zaki at $3? Not really. You and I have got some healthy multis going on him, so it probably covers that off. No.
Does he lead?
If callsign Mav is in the race, I think callsign Mav may lead him.
See, Mick Guerin yesterday said he doesn't think that they'd want to lead on callsign Mav because he could be a bit of a query at the 2,000 and they may want to take a sit.
Okay, well, in that case, Zaki has to come out and cross callsign Mav.
And does that make it more difficult?
I don't know if it makes it more difficult. It's probably 150, 200 metres of work. And it may not be hard work if callsign Mav comes out neutral looking for a sit. So one
it's hard to lead throughout and win a Cox Plate. We've seen Steve Thick do it. We've seen Martin Power do it. We've seen Seamus Award do it.
It all depends on the pressure in the race. And I don't think there's mad pressure here. I think Zaki and callsign Mav are obvious going forward. I think Darlasan will probably try and hold a position. And then the rest of them kind of want to flop in behind that. I think they'll be positive on Captivant. I don't think they'll want to be getting too far back or buried back in the field from one. And he's got the lightweight, so you want to make use of that. I think it'll be a controlled tempo to about the 700. And then Zaki, if he's forward, which you'd expect him to be, will try and use his stamina and his ability to sustain a run, which is his great asset, so it doesn't become a real sit sprint.
Do you give Darlasan any hope? He is number two. He's yet to win a Group 1. He is $41.
Darlasan could do what Darlasan does most of the time, and that is run anywhere from third to sixth. That's just what he does. He's not a bad horse, but he hasn't won in a long time. And at this level, that's him.
Gold Trip, if we take the veterinary issues out of the equation, on the form you've seen in Europe, can he win the Cox Plate?
Needs a soft track, and I would have thought he was a better Melbourne Cup chance. That's just my read on him, looking at his replays and his form from Europe. I think he's probably a better chance over a little bit more ground than 2,000.
Number four is the Kiwi callsign Mav, another one that's needing to pass this veterinary test. He's a three-time Group 1 winner, but is he up to Cox Plate class?
No.
All right, he's the extreme outsider at $71. Yeah. Then we get to number five.
Hopefully Mawunga. He doesn't get in the way.
He was $15 yesterday, into $12. I think he's been the forgotten horse. If you look at his form line, he's beaten very elegant three starts ago, almost ran down incentivised, and then he was pretty good in an Epsom.
From the outside looking in, they've kind of chopped and changed prep a little bit. He was Golden Eagle, and then he was Cox Plate, then he was here, and then he was there, and they kind of left it up to post-Epsom before making a call. I think the fact that they come here rather than the Golden Eagle tells you that the horse is going very well, because the easier option is the Golden Eagle. I think he has to go into the quaddie. He goes on all ground. He's a Group 1 Guineas winner on a soft 7. I think that's more the benchmark than his maiden heavy track win. And he's got that freaky turn of foot. He can toe up into a race, get behind them. If a split comes and he's there, you know he's going to really pick up revs that last 175.
So, winning chance.
Yeah, I think so.
Number six is one of the most intriguing runners, because if the rain comes, she could press for favouritism very elegant. She's a $5 third favourite at the moment. Everyone's scratching their heads about what happened in the Turnbull. Chris Wallace come out and said that the bloods weren't right, which gives some type of excuse. How do you think the race sets up? There's a few SMSs asking about Very Elegant. The last time she ran in the Cox Plate, she didn't seem to handle the track. She missed the start. She got revved up. She seems a different horse to what she was a couple of years ago. What do you think?
Yeah, she is a different horse, and I don't know if she was going that well, that prep. You know, that if you look at that campaign, she came off the back of the Oaks, and, you know, that was the first prep that we actually saw her sort of get most things right. Then she came back around 9th or 10th in the Winks, which is, when you look at her body of work, that's quite unusual for her fresh. And 4th of 9 to Avilius in the George Main on soft ground, beaten 4. Then she fell in a Hill Stakes. Only just beat Samadout. Like, ugh. What is that? That's That's not good form. And she was $21 going to that Cox Plate. I think you just put a line through that. I don't think we saw her at her best on that occasion. You're knocking her on one run if you want to knock her. And that's a Turnbull where she was probably too close. Tempo probably wasn't there for her to be that close. And something clearly wasn't right. Bloods, some people want to say she looked like she was in season. There's all these sort of theories going around about why she failed that day. She is, I still think, well, apart from incentivised, the best horse in Australia. You know, she's in that top two bracket. You're mad if you're ruling her out in this race. She's top, absolute top class weight for age horse in this country.
Is this race going to pan out well for her? Do you expect Damien Lane to be a bit more relaxed?
Yeah.
Have her towards the back of the field?
I think so. And look, drawing a little wide may not be a bad thing come race nine of a back-to-back program when they want to use a bit more of that track coming around the corner. You know, she could be in a great spot to track up three wide and to get rolling from the 300, which would really suit her, I think.
What do we do with Probabil? No. We just heard from Jamie Richards. I mean, she's got arguably the best form line going into the race after beating Zaki and Nonconformist last start. $14 with Brett Prebble.
Wet or dry, not for me.
2,000,
no,
the issue?
No 2,000. No 2,000.
All right, put a line
the
for
form is Probabil. Great, but that was I think that performance last start was an outlier in her book at 2,000.
All right, no Probabil for the Shark. An interesting runner is Captivant. They decided to draw barrier one. This is what Peter Snowden had to say about Captivant yesterday.
You can't see a lot of speed there, really. The Annabelle's horse, probably the only horse that got speed, there, genuine speed, so it's probably going to be run at a fast pace. So 49 kilos on the back is probably better off being up there rather than sort of out the back and have to make it all take off at the one time, because the speed there might have a bit more turn of foot than what he has. But he showed his best two runs that I've had him have both been over a mile now. That's the Champagne, and he's run the course with Guineas. They've been by far his best run, so I'm quite confident he's going to run the trip out well.
I've skipped ahead. I've gone the market order, not the race book order. So we'll keep talking about Captivant, because he's the other three-year-old in the race. And is he underrated, or is he not up to a Zaki, a Very Elegant, from what we've seen?
I can see why they're having a throw here, but I can't see him winning this race. I can't see him winning it.
Can you see him running top three?
No.
Okay. Number eight is the runner I should have got to, and you might have got a bit itchy. Maybe you've just given out
a little bit
of a hint. Mm. And this is State of Rest. There's been a bit of a groundswell of support for this galloper. Joseph O'Brien is into $11. Let's have a listen to what Mark Power said about State of Rest.
He hadn't had too many runs at home. He'd only one run before that in the Curragh in Ireland, and then he travelled across to Saratoga and won that grade one. So he could be a horse in the improve, maybe. Fingers crossed, that's what we're hoping, anyway. I know that I can only speak for our lad in that sense, and our lad doesn't lack any speed, and yeah, he's got plenty of it. I don't think he'd have any problem. He hit the line well over 1900 in Saratoga, and I don't foresee the 2000 metres being a problem.
He missed a start in Saratoga, and then it was a beautiful ride. Got on the fence and cut the corner, and gee, sprinted well when he got out at the 200. Where do you see him in the run tomorrow?
That's the tricky bit. Probably midfield, I reckon. Just midfield or just off. He is a horse I would have preferred just to draw in a little bit to get a little bit of cover. But what he does have, this horse, is a turn of foot that'll get him out of trouble in most grades. He really can quicken. Like that Saratoga run. He's there. He tracks up inside horses. He's there. And you think, okay, this horse is going to be somewhere in the finish. Before you finish the sentence, he's two lengths clear.
Mm.
Like, he really can put the foot
down.
What's
the form line around him like?
That's solid enough. There were some decent horses in that Saratoga race. The horse that he beat at the Curragh, that beat him at the Curragh for home too, he's come out here and is with Annabelle Neesham. You just want to keep an eye on that horse next time around. It's a serious animal. Chindit, good form. Max Sweeney's been up to a decent level right throughout the three-year-old preparation. He won the Irish Guineas, I think. So the form is good around him. He's very unexposed after eight starts. There's a little bit we don't know about this horse. How's he going to go on the ground if it's wet? How does he go around a tight turning track? We sort of got a little bit of an insight into that in America. The thing that he does have is an elite turn of foot. I'm sort of half banking on that.
All right. He is well and truly in the race at $11, according to Sharky. We've touched on Animo. You're potting Animo.
I'm not potting him. He's good enough to win, but I just look at that pedigree and I keep coming back to Streak Boss. I'm just not sure. I'm not sure. And everyone, like, I put it out on Twitter during the week and all the different pedigree boffins wanted to have their say. And you know what? Nobody knows. We don't know. We're just working off statistics. 2.6 of his winners have been beyond... 2.6% have been beyond 1,800 metres. That is a fact.
I just don't like barrier 10 for him. It may become a moot point because, I mean, we may only have a field of seven. If the rain comes and they scratch proper bill and call sign Mav and Gold Trip don't get past today, we've got a field of seven.
Well, that improves his chances.
In a Cox Plate. Well, there's less traffic. What does that then mean for how the race is run?
Yeah, well, exactly right. It becomes a very messy race. It becomes probably stop-starty unless Zaki wants to really sort of start moving the tempo from probably a bit further out than they would want to. If it comes down to a race of who's got the best turn of foot in a sit sprint, State of Rest is making some appeal.
Sharky, you don't know what you're talking about. I'll be taking Probabil over 2,000 metres. If Nonconformist was in the race, I'd be backing it.
But he's not, and it's Probabil. So good luck with your donation tomorrow.
Shark, what would Liz Grishow do to this race?
She would absolutely eat them. God, that was a good day.
Get on, Zaki. Unleash the niche. I should say. Hey, Sharky, State of Rest out of Star Spangled Banner.
Yep.
What about the question mark over 2,000?
Star Spangled Banner's had some winners over a trip in Europe. It has. So, yeah, he's kind of doing it. And yes, Star Spangled Banner, you'd be questioning it, but the horse just won over 1,900. So he clearly runs the trip.
All right, Sharky, give us your top four in this year's Ladbrokes Cox Plate.
I'm running with number 8, State of Rest, to beat number 5, Moonga, 6, Very Elegant.
And then
One Zaki.
Are they the only four you want in the quaddy?
No, I'll put Animo in.
I was going to say. Animo in the quaddy. So 8, State of Rest, to beat 5, 6, 1 and 9 in the Ladbrokes Cox Plate. You're listening to Friday Form Focus. Well, we're hard ridden. We're a long way off.
Don't worry, we'll catch up.
We're
going
to have to put the foot down after this.
Don't stress about it.
Inside the weekend's biggest races, RSN 927's Racing Pulse and Friday Form Focus.
Welcome back to Friday Form Focus with the Shark. Time to go through the rest of the Cox Plate meeting. And the first is for the babies. It is the Inglis Banner. A lot of questions here because they're all first starters, pretty much.
Got a runner here.
You've got one?
Mm.
Have you?
Yep.
Okay.
Foxy Gold.
Foxy Gold.
Named after our Olympic gold medalist, Jessica Fox.
I saw something on that. Beautifully named from Robbie Griffiths. Annie DeCock, $34, Sharky. The favourite here is Equivocal at $3.70 from the Busterton stable. Bermonti is at $4.60. Good push from Mick Price earlier in the week. And then Annabelle Nesham's got Noble. It's a $2.1 million son of Exceed and Excel, but it's unlikely to get a run because it's, fourth emergency. First of all, yours, any winning hope at $34?
Probably like the rest of them. We're hopeful. She's got ability and she's got speed. Just don't know about her under race day conditions or on a soft track. So she's jumped out well at Cranbourne a couple of times. Seems to want to balance up and then finish off a little bit. So, yeah, look, we're going there thinking that she'll run a good race, but who knows? It's a messy start.
Has there been a two-year-old that has caught your eye that makes you want to say, let's have a luck tester in the first?
Probably not. I've liked the jump outs of Idris, number one, and Semyon, who is out of a close relation to Black Caviar, I reckon. Systonic. I think Systonic's from that family. But yes, those two have looked good to me. Sort of horses I like.
All right, Simeon's $13, Idris $6. That's the Inglis Banner. Race number 2, Starry Legend, has come out tonight to run tomorrow at $2.90. Ranting $4.80. Dexalation at $7.50. and they're the main ones in the market. Cheap, he's a good horse on speed, Starry Legend, $2.90. But I can't get out of my head how well Ranting ran in that. Was it the Oakley Plate not so long ago? First up, fresh. What's he looked like? Have you seen jump outs of Ranting?
Yeah, Ranting always looks good at the jump outs. This is the easiest race he's tackled for a long time. He had that back complaint last time around. I actually went and had a look at the horse at Troy Corson's one afternoon, and geez, a beautiful looking horse. Yeah, had that back complaint. Troy was confident that he's got him right and got back on track. The Tobin Bronze run probably showed you that he was. And that Flemington run, not sure what happened there. I think the 62 might have just brought him unstuck. But he's very well weighted here, given his ability. It's just whether 1,000 metres is a little bit sharp for him.
Can handle the wet.
Can.
So which way would you be leaning in the second?
Probably Starry Legend, but wishing Dan McCarthy, one of the great horse chiropractors who does a lot of work at Leneva, as well as many of the major stables around the state. He is in demand most of the time. Wishing him best of luck with Lunar Hero down the bottom. He did say to me on Wednesday that he thought it had run a very, very good race.
$9 chance.
Mm.
Good winner to Chuka last start. Draw one. It's going to be interesting to see. What's your gut feel about Cox Plate Day, where you want to be? Will it be maybe favouring on speed, or will you be wanting to get out wide and run on?
Depends on the weather, I think. I think tonight we probably want to be nearer the pace.
Yep.
And I think tomorrow we just watch. If that rain's fallen, it might, the inside will probably be fine early, and then it may just chop out a bit later on.
We saw what happened last year. It changed during the meeting because of that, with the rain on Cox Plate Day. Race number three is the Crockett Stakes. In this race, Rob Madeira, it was a tragedy beaten last start, at $4 is the favourite. J-Mac and John O'Shea, New York baby. Good luck to Mark Stevens. He's got a nice horse here with Leon and Troy Corson's at $4. Our Heidi, interesting runner from the Stokes stable.
Very good horse.
Run a really nice jump out at Pakenham at $5.50. Larkspur runs $6, and they're the main in the market. Who are you with in the Crockett?
I'm going to try two horses. One of them is Our Heidi. I just thought that debut run was very, very good. Probably needs the track to be playing fair here, because it looks like she's a get back, balance up, finish off sort of filly, and she's drawn one. But Preble On, we've seen how well he's riding this spring. The other one I want to try is New York Baby, who is just going so well, and she will take a lot of luck out of the equation by bouncing and settling on speed. I think the $4 about New York Baby is a good price. Robadira, unlucky last time. Everybody saw it. Yes, if she gets out, she's probably there in the finish. But this is a different race, and just because she was unlucky last time doesn't mean that everything goes her way and she wins this time.
If Sneaky Five runs well tonight, you'd probably expect those markets to shorten for Robadira, New York Baby, and the Crockett. Race number four is the Red Anchor. In this race, Dosh is the favourite, taking on the boys over 1,200 metres. They did have the option of going to the Manicato tonight. They've decided to take the easier option tomorrow at $3.10. Gee, she was stiff, just getting run down in the shadows at Caulfield. Generation, one of Dean Lester's best of the nights, and a good night and a good push from Dave Eustace at $3.60. And the Big Boom Gallop of Mornington Glory at $7 are the top three in the market. Dosh, 1,200 metres. Any issues?
Until she runs it, we don't know, but she looks strong enough to run it. There's good speed in this race. I reckon there might be a little bit of pressure up front. Dosh, obviously, is very quick. Tadweer from one is quick, and he'll want to hold a spot. And the other one is Scissor Step, who's drawn nine and probably comes across with Dosh. So Dosh could be the meat in a little speed sandwich here. I think this race sets up really well for Mornington Glory. I think he's entirely backable each way. If the wet comes and we're on a soft six or seven, it's worth noting this horse is a half to Hallowed Crown, who is a very capable wet tracker and who leaves wet trackers. So it's in the blood. Not so much his mudder was a mudder, but his mudder left a mudder.
Well, what about Generation?
Oh, I don't know about Generation. I just reckon Generation's a bit...
Generation's Fondaton liked the wet.
Yeah, loved it. I reckon he's just a listed grade sort of horse.
Really?
Generation.
Just think he's average.
Well, we're all getting excited about him earlier this year. The Vane Stakes run was okay.
I didn't think he ever looked like he was going to win it. He just sort of went along at that speed. Same run here last time. He was there. He got into an awkward spot.
He was caught wide.
Yeah, he got into an awkward spot. He stayed on all right. Yeah. Well, if he won, I wouldn't be shocked, but I'll be losing if he wins.
All right. So $7, Mornington Glory, your selection in the red anchor.
Well, I reckon that's a good little bet.
Each way, all day. Race number five is the Fillies Classic. Mm. And take note, when I had a chat to James Cummings yesterday, he intimated that Vianello may not take her place. So they're just going to wait and see how she is.
I don't think it'll win anyway.
The stablemate Heresy is probably the one to beat on form lines. Comes through the 1,000 guineas, which was just an ugly, ugly race. Lucky to stay on her feet. $3.20. Fortunate Kiss, unlucky in that same race. $4.40. Macarana, or
Maracana.
Maracana, that's mm-hmm. how we say it. This is an interesting horse because it won in a four-horse race last start and it looked gone on the point of the turn, but it finished so strongly.
And it was I know it was a four-horse race, but it was a good win. Tramontana had controlled the race and kicked a little bit round the corner, and Maracana had to really dig in and try and rally and get the win, and she did that. So it was a super little run. I'm going to go a little bit left field here. I think there's a horse in this race that can go to the front, lead, kick, and be very, very hard to run down, particularly if the track is soft. And that's number six. I like big putts.
You're a big putt fan, aren't you?
I just think there's something there with this horse. It'll be very, very fit. I thought the run here behind Rhinoceros was good. I nearly said Rhinoceros. I just think it's a good each way bet. Waterhouse, fit, forward. Adrian Bott sort of wording up Geordie Childs, getting him in the right spot. Be brave, you know. Run them off their legs. That sort of pep talk. I can hear it. I can hear it.
$34.
Yeah.
Just got good news. Call sign Mav has been passed fit to run.
There you go.
Thank you to Robert Cram. He's just texted that through. So I think a lot of people will be happy about that.
Yes.
Because there may be a bit more speed now as well.
Look, you want them both to run, really. You don't want to see people's horses scratched at the 11th hour because they're mildly lame. But we respect the decision of the vets. But you want to see them run.
Yep. So good news. The Kiwi is running in the Cox Plate call sign map. Dean Lester, just back to race number five now. Rama Ruffy or...
I heard that this morning. Native Girl.
Rama wasn't there. So
no, it was Scotty Special.
Scotty Special. Native Girl, Charlotte Littlefield. Now, if Charlotte doesn't give herself best in the mounting yard tomorrow, there's something going wrong on .com. We want to see that. $13, do you give it a chance?
Yes, I do. I think it's a good little chance in this race. The form out of its last run at Sale, which it arguably should have won, is very good. Bring Me Flowers won that race. Won the race, yes. And is running in something... We might have just looked at it, actually. It's in somewhere. Might be in this race. It is. And the other horse out of that race that was third, From Pantherland, won during the week and looked good, too. Good winning form. She's still very new and putting it all together. But I think she's definitely in there with a solid little knockout chance.
All right, so this is a Ruffy race for you. You're going to have a little something on big putts.
Yeah.
And maybe Native Girl.
Yeah.
So you just don't like Heresy and Fortunate Kiss?
I think Vianello absolutely just fell in last time. I'm just nervous. That was one of the worst races in history. And she just got there. Heresy, nah. I'm not really a Heresy fan.
And Fortunate Kiss just potting the 1,000 guineas for?
I think Fortunate Kiss is probably the one out of the 1,000 guineas if there is one.
All right.
She's an unknown if the conditions deteriorate, but I know Daniel Bowman, you could almost taste on the air his frustration when that horse just got chopped out of that
Absolutely.
Run.
Race number six is the Schweppes Crystal Mile. Take out Second Slip and Embolism, who is... in action tonight, I think, isn't it? Is it? Or am I getting confused? Anyway, embolism's is out of
he's
the
been embolized.
Mile. Maybe because of the wet weather that is predicted. Elephant, gee, it's tight now. Elephant,
do you know what an embolism is?
It's not nothing that's
why
nice.
Why would you call your horse that?
I don't know. Elephants into $2.25.
Yes.
Buffalo River, $3. Best of Days, $8.50. Romance is a big price if the rain comes as well at $9. He's flying. I know Elephant meets him better at the weights, but $2.25 v $9 is a big differential. Looks like there's going to be good speed in this race, Sharky, if the weather comes especially.
It's a yucky little race, this one. It's a yucky little race. I don't really like it at all. Buffalo River, if it gets a wet track, it's not all that much harder than it was last week. What happened to Elephant last time? I know he covered some ground, but he was meek in that last week. It's almost his career. It is his career worst run. Do I want to be taking $2.25 off a horse who's just run his career worst? No, I do not.
So who you on?
I can't find anything here that I want to back.
Nothing.
Honestly, no. I'm sort of half trying to talk myself into Best of Days.
Like, oh, please.
That's real. Give yourself
What's
an uppercut
with Romancer?
Stuff. Romance is okay. He would need Elephant to be on the downward slope, though, because Elephant had
the
better
option. If he gets a wet track 3 weeks in a row?
Yeah, why not? The sickos out there will tumble into him
again.
He
loved the sickos.
The sickos all right.
Buffalo River, the sickos unite in the Crystal Mile. We've got to take a quick break, Sharky. We've got the quaddy to get through, then I want your Best of the Valley tonight.
Easy.
And who wins the Manicato?
Inside the weekend's biggest races, RSN 927's Racing Pulse and Friday Form Focus.
Welcome back to Friday Form Focus. Embolism's running the Sail Cup on Sunday. A few SMSs here. Hey, are we going to hear a giggling gator on the Reds tonight with Mick Sharkey on the spring ticket?
No, we don't drink while we're on air. Gator, he was just happy about life. Last year.
Well,
that's what he was happy about.
Gator falls over when you open a bottle. So
he just loves me so much. He just couldn't control himself. He was just thrilled to be in my presence.
Spring ticket tonight. Do not miss it. The Gator, Shark, and also the G-Man, who will be leading the charge. And then we'll be doing it all again tomorrow for Cox Plate Day. All right, let's get into the first leg of the quaddy. And she forgot you is into 175. Blackcomb, $8, and then you're out to $10 plus. Is this a one-out?
Nearly. I think he's one of the better bets on the program. There's a lot of fat in this race. Forgot you's a class act. Loves the valley. Daniel Moore knows how to ride him. Wet, dry, doesn't really matter. I think he wins. And you're getting a backable price here. What, are they still letting you on at what?
Who?
What'd
Who's
they
a backable
say?
Price?
What'd you say? Dollar what?
$1.75.
Well, it was $2 yesterday. I still think $1.75 is about right. So, yeah, there's what's beating him here?
Chips in. Forgot you.
No, I think so. Hopefully it balances up a little bit tomorrow. But really,
Blackcomb was stiff.
Yeah, if you want to back a horse that was unlucky last time and it's drawn in, I just don't know.
It's
I think the dangers are
right in the country, but it's a big step up.
Oh, please.
What about Dino's horse? Cheerful Moment was
pretty
good.
Cheerful Moment and Akihiro are the two that I would give some thought to.
So
Cheerful Moment's the only one that's going in the quaddy because Lindsay Smith can train a stayer.
All right, so in the quaddy, it is
one and six.
One and six in the first leg of the quaddy. Moonee Valley Gold Cup. Floating Artist, $3.30. Pondus, $3.80. Harpo Marks, $5.50. Luna Flair at $10. Floating Artist. Looks like there's going to be more speed in this race. Pondus, I thought, ran really
Pondus
well.
Pondus was super.
The Bart Cummings. Now, if there's a bit of rain, Pondus has got good wet weather statistics. Floating Artist, he's only had three runs on a soft track for one place.
Mm-hmm.
Any issues? Any concerns?
I don't know. I think Floating Artist has shown he's a winner. That's a good start. Yeah, Pondus was a 2.5-length stakes winner on heavy ground at Roscommon. You would think that would have been pretty testing ground that day. And he's a Group 3 place getter behind Adayab before that on heavy ground at Haydock. So he gets through it. He's the bet, I think. That run, that looked to me in the Bart Cummings like a race. He was there to have a good clean out, to try and pinch the race. And when you watched it, you thought, this horse isn't stopping. He was just getting that little bit of tiredness late from not having run in a long time. I think he'll catapult forward here, and I think he'll win. I like
him. One of the better bets of the day?
Oh, I think so.
Take the 380 now?
Oh, no, let's wait. Oh, you always want to bet now.
Well,
what do you want to bet now?
Well, if
you're
early... at $3...
You know what you are?
Do you want to take the 380?
You're an early urger. That's what you are. You just can't help yourself. You've got racing tonight.
We are.
It's only hours away.
I'm an urger. There's no doubt about that. All right, Pondus, $3.80. How many in the quaddy?
We're going to put in Good Idea number 2. We're
really?
Going to put in... Yep.
Number 7, Harpo Marx. Yep. We're going to put in 10 Pondus. We're going to put in 11 Miami Bound and 12 Floating Artist.
Miami Bound. I think she won it last year.
She loves drawing out. You've got to give her room. You have to have room with Miami Bound.
Right. 2,
she gets the room.
7, 10, 11, 12. Recapping Cox Plate. Sharkies with State of Rest to beat 5, Mwunga 6, which is very elegant. 1, Zaki, and throwing in
Animo
number
goes in the
9,
quad.
Animo. So 8, 5, 6, 1, and 9. And then we get to the last shark. It's a tricky, tricky way to end the meeting. Only Words is running tonight, so it will come out. The market will need to recalibrate, but Anavisto's 440 at the moment.
She is. I'm not 100% sure she'll run a mile. I know Mick Price is, and he's the trainer, so you should probably err to the people that actually know the horse rather than those of us that are just watching. But my worry with Anavisto is she's just keen going. And as you step up in distance, you need to be able to settle. She just wants to get on with it a bit. She's, I think Mick described her as being a bit revvy, and yeah, she is a bit revvy to my eye. I'm leaving her out of the quaddie.
Leaving her out?
Yep.
Sheesh. If you get there.
Well, you know, usually we struggle to get the first leg. I got it last week, I think. I did. But I only paid like, what, $1,000?
It wasn't hard last week.
No.
No, $1,000 is not a bad result.
Something.
All right.
Starrell's the top pick.
Yeah, I
number
think
Starrell's
a good chance.
And this is a race that's just going to top her off beautifully.
She worked really well on Tuesday.
For a 2,000-metre race called the Matron Stakes, I think. Yep. She's going there, I would assume. She is a really strong winning chance in this race, as is Grace and Harmony. All Hallows Eve will improve, and Ilafare? Number 13.
Chris Waller's horse, yep.
I liked the way it got to the line there at Caulfield behind Agreeable. It was only an 84, but this is a horse that has run really well in New Zealand derbies and Oaks and the like.
All right, numbers in the last leg.
Numbers in the last leg are 6, Starrell, 8, All Hallows Eve, 9, Grace and Harmony, and 13, Ilafare.
6, 8, 9, and 13. Matty Nevitt's about to put out the Sharky Quaddie for Cox Plate Day. We'll
just
take
so
a break.
Can put a line through those.
We'll come back with the Manicato selection.
Inside the weekend's biggest races, RSN 927's Racing Pulse and Friday Form Focus.
Welcome back to Friday Form Focus, Cox Plate Weekend, Manicato. It kicks off tonight at the Valley. How good to have a big Friday night meeting.
Oh,
it
yes.
does start, remember, early, 5.15, and Dave Eustace. Now we know...
Oh, Dave Eustace.
Now we know there's
Look,
a little bit of controversy.
We love Dave.
But he declared Marine 1 in
the first.
Oh, $2.60. In the first.
He gets one ride a year, I reckon.
Well, this could be it. Anyway, let's get to the Manicato, the feature event.
Oh,
now, dispatches
Dave.
Come out yesterday. Sabatou Excel is the 480 favourite. Lombardo, $5. Jonker, $7.50. Ingratiating's easing, which surprises me. Gee, James Cummings was confident.
So what did James say?
Said that the horse has turned the corner, and he did a piece of work last week or early this week where everyone just looked at each other and said, hang on, this is the horse. We should be running the Manicato. But Lily had a cough.
Oh.
So they weren't
not COVID.
100% certain that it was 100%. And they said, well, hang on, this horse can win a Group 1 and then we'll back him up next week in the Coolmore.
So what happened to him last time?
Well, he ran a
bit colty.
Poor race.
A bit like you.
So they took him home to have a look at and said he's turned the corner. So he's $8. Sneaky $5.950. Who do we like?
I'm going to back two horses. And one of them is Ingratiating because he's too good to ignore off that one run. And really, look at this field. It's extremely even. He only needs to run somewhere within a length of his best to win, in my humble opinion. The other horse I'm backing in this race is Jonker. He's got speed. He's drawn to use it. There were quick horses around him in that premier. And he got stuck behind them.
Yep.
When they went too quick and then had nothing left, he was stuck behind them and he had nowhere to go. And was basically just throttled down that last 200 when the race was over. I just think there's a race in this horse. He's placed in a Galaxy. He's placed to Vega 1 in a Kingsford Smith Cup. I just reckon he's been overlooked here. And I know my little mate, the Ninja, is all over him as well. He's not so little, the Ninja, but, you know.
All right, so Jonker 750. Oh, I wasn't taken with his run down the straight at Flemington, but
yeah, but this is around a corner.
Exactly. Sometimes
so we don't have to worry about
and
that.
And then if any of these horses got within 3.2 lengths of Mask Crusader, and so that's a pretty good form line.
Well, some of these are bananas, really. Like, we're not. I can't see them winning group ones. Good luck to them all. Tonight's, I hope they all have a the best great chance. Time and they give their connection something to shout about. To but wow.
All right, so Jonker at $7.50 is a
yes.
bet. Ingratiating at $8, I'm surprised.
Yeah, we've got to try both of those at the price.
All right, so they're the two yes. in the Manicato tonight. Who else do you like? And they, Guesty will be along after 10 o'clock to give a full right. preview of Moonee Valley
well,
tonight.
Guesty's so, the man.
Who else do you like on the Valley card tonight?
We're going to get some early, Miguel. We're going to get it early. Race one, number five, Super Thief. Nice horse. Race two, thought of that if the track stays good.
He's into $1.80 now.
Well, thought of that. You know what I'm doing? I'm playing the exacta with Jukon. There is a race at Flemington for Jukon. This will be the little top-off race for him. But follow Jukon to Flemington because he will win something there
all right.
during that carnival.
Only words in race three.
Only words. I'm backing it too. The early part of the program, I'm seeing a bit that I like there.
All right, I like this. We're going to have a little fill up.
We are going to have a fill up.
Do you like the gouch at all tonight?
No, I'm not playing in that race.
Not playing in that race?
No. And then we're going to take the profits from races one, two, and three, and we're going to just go whooshka on Jonker and Ingratiating.
Tomorrow, what's the best then?
I think the best tomorrow, it's short, is Forgot You, but I really think Morning to Glory each way is a good bet.
Up in Sydney, gee, it's a nice race for Entrevier, the new invitation.
Oh, if they put the invitation on for $500,000, they would have got the same field. It's a gratuitous waste of cash. Entrevier can win as long as the track's not too firm. I just would prefer her with a toe in a little bit.
All right. Mick Guerin declared her yesterday.
Gee.
Hey, Sharknado, tonight, tune in. Download the RSN app. Hawley, Shark and Gator. She got loose this day 12 months ago. Looking forward to all the action, Manicato, on the spring ticket tonight.
Race 6 tomorrow in Sydney. One more for you. Reformist at
$21.
$21?
Yep. Well, we'll hear more about that because you're doing the double header, the backup.
Oh, yeah, I'll be at the castle tomorrow.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Chateau Stewart. Mm. We need to go. Sharky, enjoy tonight.
Hooroo.
Don't you go anywhere. We've got more winners coming up after the break.